Peace and love. Hi, everybody. My name is Majestic Serenity. Today we have Ryan Anthony on the My Light, Your Light podcast. So why don't you tell us more about yourself, because he's a great photographer.
I appreciate it. What they're saying, oh, shucks. I've been shooting my whole life. I got into photography because I used to love Animal Planet, but still do animals and whatnot. And I wanted to be a wildlife photographer. So always had a camera in my hand then. In like 2017, while I was in the Air Force, a buddy of mine had a similar camera that I used to have, which led to an opportunity to do a shoot with another friend that I met. And just seeing the way like the models looked at themselves through the lens is like something that I did just off like a whim, seeing like this kind of newfound appreciation, if you will, for themselves. That made me fall in love with the craft. And the more and more I did it, I ended up figuring I should monetize it. And it's just been an adventure since then. I've tried many different niches and explored different avenues with it to gain knowledge and test out my skills, and that's what I'm doing today.
How long have you been doing photography?
I say in short, 2017, about 8 years now, professionally. Yeah.
What kind of specific photography do you specialize in?
My favorite is beauty editorial.
Yeah. Can you explain more in depth what that is and what it entails?
Definitely. Imagine a frame from, it can vary, but mostly a frame from about the top of the ribcage up. It's usually used to highlight makeup. So like if somebody has special effects makeup or just nuanced styling, it'll highlight like the cheekbones and the shading that the makeup artist did. And we specialize in correcting that, retouching that. It can also be in part to show off fashion. It just kind of depends on your eye, you know, just try stuff and then make it come to life.
Is there any of your work highlighted in any galleries or that has been, you said you do photos mainly for makeup artists?
Mm-hmm. Like it's beauty editorial, so I'll collaborate with them a lot. I'm moving into brand elevation, so I'll allow them to like do their faces, or we'll team up to do different faces, then I'll shoot that and do their visual marketing that way. So
okay. For anyone who wants to see your work, like where can they find it?
Unfortunately the best place would be Instagram. Other than that, I've been publishing a couple of like websites and magazines. I don't particularly recall them. My website, but other than that, that's pretty much it. They're floating around in different people's works or marketing, but I don't really keep it. That's something I need to do.
Yeah, you should. And you should have like them write reviews.
Yeah, definitely. And incorporate that into my website. That's something I've been consistently telling myself I'd do, and I never get around to it. It's funny you said that. I was just thinking about that earlier today, actually.
What do you like about taking photos? Like, what's the best part?
It's something satisfying about it. It's hard to explain, but it's something so satisfying. Like, I'll just be walking down the street, and then, like, I'll have to stop and backtrack because something caught my eye. And I'm like, as opposed to just looking at this bookshelf as it is, how can I position myself or the camera to create something like breathtaking, you know? It's always like a puzzle, something to figure out. It's enjoyable. Yeah, I love that.
Okay. What does it take to capture the best photos, best shots?
The will to do it. I feel like a lot of times my students per se, they'll be stuck pondering, if you will, what they'll do. If there's nothing that particularly sparks their motivation, sometimes it's like, well, what do I do? And my best advice is to just take a photo, you know, take the photo. From that, what don't you like? What would you prefer to see? And you craft that, you build upon it. So I say the willingness and the capacity to put forth that effort is what it takes. Because you can take the mundane and make it look like something amazing worth a lot of money. And you know, that's how you grow. But this, if you have the mind to do that, the desire to try to gain that, because anybody can do it.
Any highlights you want to share with us in your career so far?
Easily, without a doubt, becoming a high school photography teacher. It's been so amazing, and those kids are so bright. It's crazy. So much potential. Like, they're thinking of things I've just begun to think about in my career, and my peers and colleagues and stuff, you know, they're already there and they're in high school. They just need the resources and the guidance to like stoke the flame and figure out where they want to go, you know? It's been amazing to see the transformation from when I first started like last summer to now, in terms of the content knowledge, them just speaking the jargon, knowing the different facets of photography, whether they want to do grip work or be a PA, like whatever the case, is really dope to see that, and to help inspire the next generation, give them the tools that I had to like grind and find through trials. You know, it's like, here's Tico, you do this, and just watch them grow. I love it.
I believe that's awesome. Speaking of that, I normally ask different creatives, how did they start, and if they have any, I usually say, do you want to share some of your light with all of us?
Meaning,
do you have any type of resources that helped you when you were starting that you want to share, give to younger photographers who may be aspiring to do photography or who are already starting out, like you said, your students?
Pick up a camera and start from one. I'm going to give resources as well, but you don't have to have the latest tech or whatever. It could be a phone camera. It could be something simple. You know, just pick up and start for one. Try to find your eye. If you struggle with that, take pictures of everything and then sort out, eliminate what you don't like versus what you do. Place yourself in different environments that have subject matter that you enjoy. It doesn't have to be photography related, but something that you like. So as you're sitting there with your camera, it's like, okay, I'll capture this. That'll help you develop something. It'll also get you recognized within that niche or that crowd. People see that you have a camera and inquire what you're capable of or what the possibilities for some mutually beneficial opportunity are. And then that's when you connect with them and you're growing your portfolio and your experience within this lane, discover what you like, what you don't like, and so forth. So in terms of specific groups and events that you can go to, that's kind of hard to say. I teach through Guitars Over Guns. That's like a music-based program, but we have a photography sector at Kenwood. It's exclusive to Kenwood students during the school year, but during the summer it's open enrollment, so that's a resource. Any open mic around Wicker Park, Hyde Park, downtown, just slide to that, get to know the people, and just shoot, ask questions. Don't let anybody stop you. A lot of people try to discourage you from basing a career or just experience monetizing your artistic craft. You'll get a lot of naysayers, but that's just because they haven't had the experience of success within that, so they'll oftentimes try to minimize you. Don't let that stop you. Like, keep doing what you love. Show them that you can do it. Let my life be a testament. You absolutely can do it. You can have no experience. You just keep doing that, learning your way.
Yes.
And just, you know, connect with great people, like how we're talking, boosting each other's platform. It's crucial. We can all eat out here. We can all rise. It's just a matter of doing that and breaking the perpetuated cycle of gatekeeping and having all this clout-based cattiness and stuff. Skip all that. Like, connect with people, grow. Find mutually beneficial ways for you all to rise and look for problems that you can solve. That's it, girl. That's my TED talk.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. With the laptop and locked up and everything.
Oh. So, what has motivated you to keep going?
I don't like people telling me I can't do stuff and trying to tell me my way. So I have this very much watch this complex, if you will, and I made it happen. That's something that I enjoyed. I knew for a fact I could monetize it and make gain from it. So no matter what people, even when I was in the military, they hated the off-duty. I was doing my thing. Whenever people try to stop me, I'll let that be my motivation to keep going, because something about this is disturbing your peace and there's nothing wrong with it. So maybe that's something that's a challenge that you struggle with that I can overcome and continue to grow with it. Like, things like that was my motivation. To prove people wrong. And that's sick. I've done a lot of like introspection on that. That was kind of an unhealthy mindset, but that's what got me to the point that I'm at now. It's like, I'm gonna prove everybody wrong. I'm gonna be the best that I can be in this regard with no experience, ABC. I'm gonna find my way, even if you don't want to show me. But as I've said earlier, I've adjusted how I think about things. Now my motivation, present day, is to make an impact with our art, or my art, you know. Everybody else tells our stories, you know, or tries to. They depict whatever they want, and that's not the actuality of how things are, how people are. So given the fact that I have the platform and the ability to show things and to create, my goal is to show how things really are, the beauty within life and its authenticity and actuality. Outside of these template personalities and all this that people try to put up, I want to show the real life, the real world, and how much higher the quality of life can be from that. If that makes sense.
Okay, yeah. Again, where can we find you on social media? Your Instagram, your YouTube, Facebook, website, or whatever you really want to share with us?
I got to do better. I need to make a YouTube page. But Instagram is, get ready, it's http.ryan.anthony. That's pretty much all my socials. There goes Marshall. It'll be without periods for TikTok. I hate the app, but I'm trying to use it to garner our fan base to be able to like fund possible donations for my students. So,
oh, okay.
I really hate the app, but I'm trying to get into it every day posting. But that's where you can find me.
Anything you want to say to your students, just in case they're listening or happen to listen?
I'm
or
not
watch,
because
this will be on YouTube.
Okay. I'm proud of y'all. I was going to crack jokes, but I always did that in class. I'm very proud of you all. You guys inspire me more than you all know and help me as I see you all progress. So keep doing what you're doing. A lot of people are proud of y'all. That's why they're donating, doing what they're doing, trying to see the program on. Keep being you. Keep being authentic. Keep rising. And I'll catch y'all in class. Peace.
Thank you so much for being on the My Light, Your Light podcast.
I love that.
And I'll see you guys next week.
Boom. Peace. Thank you. This was cool.